And time now for Slate's Summary Judgment feature. It's our weekly guide to what film critics are saying about some of this weekend's new releases. Here's Mark Jordan Legan.
With the dog days of summer can come the dog days of movies. Not many crown jewels get released the last weekend of August. The only major film with a wide release today is Jeepers Creepers 2. The original, one of the surprise hits of 2001, centered around an ancient evil-winged creature that, it probably won't surprise you, chased and killed good-looking teenagers.
I think he was trying to warn me. He was trying to warn all of us that this thing has been around for thousands of years and that nothing has been able to kill it.
Sounds like there's more of the same in a sequel the Dallas Morning News describes as limp, and that makes Eclipse magazine grumble it rapidly settles into a predictable pattern of teen punishment. But in what has to be great news for undemanding genre fans, the Minneapolis Star Tribune declares it will satisfy undemanding genre fans. And for all those listeners who've dreamed of starting their own backyard wrestling league, have we got a film for you, The Backyard. Opening in limited release, this bloody video documentary focuses on a phenomenon known as backyard wrestling, where desperate young men battle and beat the stuffing out of each other in their relentless pursuit to become professional wrestlers.
If you're not hardcore, you don't know the moves, you don't belong in it.
The New York Times finds it to be an astounding anthropological study of that strange tribe known as the American teenager, and the New York Post claims it's fascinating, but the Christian Science Monitor observes, quote, "Eventually you realize the whole movie has been about young show-offs who think it's uproarious to gross out neighborhood grown-ups." Speaking of gross, last weekend Ashton Kutcher's comedy My Boss's Daughter opened without being screened for critics. Now we can understand why. In one of the most savagely reviewed films of the summer, Mr. Kutcher falls for, you guessed it, his boss's daughter.
Tina thinks she's got cancer.
Feel anything?
Feels good.
Lisa, you're home.
I was just checking these girls for breast cancer.
The Toronto Star thinks a pink slip is in order for all concerned, while E! Online describes it as a dopey, unfunny mess. The Canadian weekly The Coast has a more philosophical take, quote, "Just because nobody's going to see it doesn't make its existence okay." Let's all meditate on that one, shall we?
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer based in Los Angeles.